Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning, good morning. It is Monday the 9th, the Monday after Mother's Day weekend.
That's right. And the crazy nor'easter weekend.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I don't know, but I'm glad the sun is shining today, that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad, you know, because this is a challenge. I've been wanting to plant flowers. And
me
you
too.
Can't plant them until after Mother's Day weekend.
That's the going idea, right?
Well, and I was thinking about this morning. I don't think we've had frost in the last couple weeks. I don't think. I know it's gotten chilly, but I'm not sure that wind would have done any flowers any favors.
Yeah, I hope that the people who have planted are
apologizing.
All right. That's right.
Apologizing to your flowers.
It's a good day to be a flower salesman.
Yeah, right. So today we have Mary Tapp from Ada's Picnic, which is a sandwich place down in Long Neck, which Dempsey the intern found every day. I guess you must go there a lot.
I found it maybe at least twice a week, I'd say.
Yeah, at least twice a week. We're happy to see Dempsey's face.
Yeah, and he's like, I think they're going to come in on the podcast. I go, let's do it. And so finally he got you in, so thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
It is.
Dempsey's, it's a bright face that comes into the store all the time.
Well, we love
people, good food.
Yeah.
We love it. This is the problem, though. I have interns, and we like them, and then they go away.
Yeah, well, you got to let them fly, right?
Into the window.
Into the window.
No, absolutely. I think we'll see. I don't know. He may volunteer. We're trying to build a business so we could have him work here, but it's slow.
Yeah, I'm on for the ride, at least while I'm here in the state.
There you go.
There you go.
So let's talk about the journey of opening, because we had to start this over, so we've learned a little. Now we're backing up, but you said that you had the place open for the last couple of years. I'm like, well, that's probably the worst 2 years that we've been through, and here you are still making it. Talk about the journey of opening up and...
Sure. I bought the property about 3 years ago, but was able to open the store. Actually, it's Memorial Day weekend, a couple of years ago.
Oh, your anniversary's coming up.
Yeah, anniversary's coming up. So, COVID had hit that March, I don't even remember. When
March 15th.
Yeah, when everything was locked down.
The Ides of March.
Yeah,
yes. There we go. So it was a tough journey in the beginning because people were scared and we weren't allowed to have anybody eat in there. And, even down to getting our phone service on, the local phone company wouldn't come out and turn anything on unless you were an essential business.
Right.
So we had to fight the first, few months to get the store actually open. And we opened on Memorial Day weekend, and the community has been very good to us and receptive, and we're thankful for that.
That's awesome. I know that, even the place down here, that they kind of opened right at the same time. They really have a great takeout business. I mean, they survived with the takeout.
Yeah, you learn pretty quickly what you have to do to adapt, right, to not only serve the community, but build a sustainable business.
Right.
And we got to do the same thing.
So what is your specialty? What is it that, if I'm going to come out there, what would you recommend that I try that would
build
our relationship?
Build our relationship.
Yeah.
People like different things, but we, everything from sandwiches to salads, but we found that our takeout case... based on the community. So we offer a lot of pre-cooked dinners, not frozen, but fresh that morning.
Oh, okay.
So chicken pot pies and shepherd's pie. Everything we do is pretty simple and home style. We're not the local fancy gourmet caterer by any means.
Sure.
But we do only use quality product. It's only Boar's Head cold cuts, and it's only condiments like Hellman's, and we don't buy any off-brand items, but that also hurts our pricing a little bit. But we're going to stick with quality from the beginning, and we're going to continue with the quality. And I think that's why people come back.
Yeah, pricing is a challenge right now.
It sure is.
It is scary because, you know, we're truly being, you know, things are going up. I mean, even in the business, I own a hair salon.
Yeah.
And, I used to buy this box of tinfoil for foiling. It used to be $20. And now it's, it used to be $10. And now it's $29.
Yeah.
People,
I think they're seeing it. I think the customers are seeing it in the store. But there's only a limit of how much people can afford to spend.
That's true.
Right? So it's we have to figure that out, all of us as business owners.
Yeah.
And even consumers, you know. Are you making different choices when you're in the supermarket like you might make a different choice at Ada's Picnic?
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, and we buy lunch meat. I have kids, and they eat, we pack their lunch every day, and I see it. I mean, roast beef has gone. I'm like, this is $28 worth of roast beef right here in my hand. And it's
crazy,
I think, two
right?
pounds. Yeah, it's so.
You're right. It's almost $15 a pound.
Yeah, it's almost $15 a pound.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But you know what? I think people appreciate it. I think, I know for a person as myself, maybe if I used to eat out every day in the past, I'm having to buy or make some lunches and then, treat myself maybe once or twice a week, whereas maybe I did it every week. And I'm being more thought conscious about it.
Yeah, that's it exactly. So we might have seen people 4 or 5 times a week, last year, and maybe we see them 2 times a week.
Yeah.
But we have to make sure that we give them what they want and a quality product to bring them back. Our biggest challenge is to get more customers in the store now, right? Because
right.
the same group who used to buy more might not be able to now. So we have to get some new customers in the store to make sure that we, the profit margin is not the same.
Right.
So you have to have more volume.
Do you have or did you have employees?
We have employees.
Yeah, because I think that's the biggest challenge now. And, we've seen a big increase in paying people, which, I think is awesome. But, as a small business owner, you're like, okay, well, this is something I could do. maybe 5 years ago, we'd be like, we'd hire people to do things. And now we're having to roll up our sleeves a little bit more and dig in and maybe not have as many employees.
Yeah, that's it for sure. I work an awful lot, but I do have fantastic employees. Like Dempsey says, I have the same gang that we started with. Mm. And the point is some of the folks who work for us don't really need a job. We're just having fun together, and they're making extra money. And maybe a couple people need the job. But we do know I do my best to pay more than the going rate, let's put it that way, to keep... No, I can't make everybody millionaires, right? We
sure.
all can't do that.
No.
We have to run a business. But, yeah, I'm so lucky to have people who are in a position in their life where it's either a part-time gig or they need something, they needed something to do while they figure out their next step.
Yeah.
And I am blessed beyond belief.
Well, I remember when the pandemic hit, and I remember that list of essential and non-essential workers, and I think the salon business was on it at first, and then there was a change, and then it was off, and I was like, yes, and I was like, oh, no, and then I was like, yes, it was like this, okay, if we're going to be closed down, then fine, let's be closed down, but then, after, a few days, you're like, man, I really miss my job, because before that, it's like, I got to go to work. But then you get it taken all away, and you're like, gosh, I really like my job.
Yeah, well, so, it's important to have something, right, to get out of the house and mingle with other people and be social and work.
Yeah, I think it's important we have something, but I think we learned through this that it's important we have something that we actually like.
Yeah.
Because if you're not liking what you were doing, it's times 10 now.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All you can stare at is like, just, I can't stand this. So
I totally agree.
Yeah, and I think, working in sandwich shops, I think it looks like a lot of fun. I love, making the big sandwiches and rolling them.
We have a lot of fun. Plus, everybody does everything in our store, right? So we started with, making sandwiches and making homemade potato salad and chicken salad and things like that. And now, we're making – Joanne used to own a bar and restaurant, so she works, and she's bringing her shepherd's pie and roast pork with broccoli rabe. Gus has been in the industry for a long time, And he, you know, chicken pot pies, he's whipping things up. Kim makes soups, and we all make everything. Diane, who runs the front, you know, she'll make the brownies in the back when she has a minute. We all just, we have a great dynamic where everyone covers each other,
yeah,
helps each other. We have a lot of laughs, and we get to meet great people, you know. We know a lot of people by name now, not just me, everybody. We're like saying hi.
So we're,
it's a little kooky, but we're having a good time.
Where are you located?
So we're right on Long Neck Road, and a lot of people know Long Neck Road as, you know, your way into Potnets and Paradise Grill and,
oh, yeah,
and those sort of things.
Oh, yeah.
So we're right next to the Green Hill Car Wash and across the street from Grotto Pizza.
So if you are heading, I guess it would be east down Long Neck Road.
I guess so.
Are you on the left side?
We're on the left side.
So were you? Was that a sandwich shop before?
It was. It was Capriotti's years ago.
I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, and then it turned into a fish and chips place, and they left and went on their own, I guess, with a food truck.
Oh.
And we came in. We had to. Actually, I knew the wonderful family who owned the building, and we went in to see it. You know, I was doing the farmer's markets before. Well, I still had my corporate job, so I was doing farmer's market with salads, and I'd, you know, bring the salads in to see my friends, or if I saw them out, you know, I'd give everyone samples. And one of my friends, Chip Latina, who's since gone, he said, Mary, I want you to come down and see my building. I said, Chip, well, I'm not there yet. We can't do it. You know, I don't want to ruin a friendship, you know, anything like that. Anyway, within the year, it all worked out. We were able to buy. I was able to buy the building and the property, but we had to put money into it, you know, because yeah, it was. We just had to get it all.
Oh,
up
so
to
you
speed.
Got to buy the building?
Oh yeah.
Oh, nice.
So we got to, you know, we had to bring it up to speed, right?
Sure.
With the hood and, you know, all the everything that was required by law, which we did. And now we love the place. We need to keep it clean, and that's our biggest thing. When you walk in the store, we think people tell us, or feel it's clean. They tell us that all the time.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just simple, fresh, clean environment, and nice people.
Yeah.
And we have a good time while we're working.
Well, I used to, and this is funny because Dempsey is at Baywood. I used to actually work at Baywood, and I used to go to that sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Before.
Right.
And I used to love that place. So I love it when there's like a place and then it closes down and then the same sort of business replaces it, like another sandwich shop. I love that. I hate when it goes from sandwich to shoes.
Right.
Right? Because it's like, wait a minute. This was my...
Yeah, what happened?
This this was my thing.
Place.
And now it's gone.
Yeah.
I can't eat a shoe. I won't eat a sandwich.
It's funny because we do a lot of business with the guys and gals who work at Baywood and then the people who live in Baywood.
Yeah.
Come in, the Homeowners Association, we do work with them, you know, for their movie nights and trivia nights. We do, you know, we help them out. You have the Peninsula right there and Independence and obviously all the Potnets.
Sure.
So, and the place is booming. Long Neck is booming.
It's been booming.
Yeah, it's been booming, but, I mean, that Banks Road will have another 700 homes, the cut-through street. They're approving something else on 24. So the future, you know, looks bright. Long Neck is, you know, a great area in the winter. The folks from Paradise Grill, you know, did a lot of fundraisers at Paradise Pub.
Yeah.
Chili contests, soup contests. So all the local businesses who wanted to participate did. And, you know, we participated too. So it's the community in Long Neck is kind of brought together, including the business community, that we're trying to support each other and know each other. It's a really great little place to be.
Well, that's come up before, cooperation over competition. You know, how can I help another small business rather than bad mouth or be in fear of, you know, because I think, you know, when you open a place and then all of a sudden you hear, oh, so-and-so is opening a sandwich shop down the street, you're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Send them a bouquet of flowers or send them some food or something, you know, and let them, you know, my buddy Matt was big into that. If a place would open, he'd be like, how can I help? You know, even though sort of, you know, on the outside where it would be considered competition.
Sure.
It benefits us both to be open.
And
How can I help?
I think there's enough business and community coming in that area that everyone can be supported. You know, it's a tough environment right now, price-wise.
Yeah.
But I think there is enough business for everyone. If you, you know, you can't offer the exact same product, right? But you can be in the similar business. So,
well, everybody got a raise, right? Everybody got paid, but then everything went up. So really, we're sort of in the same position we were in before.
Yeah, I think so, but a little bit, I don't know.
I got a raise, woo! Meat's up, damn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's exactly the difference? Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You just pick and choose. You know, I definitely think, you know, for me, you know, if I'm going to support somebody, not that I'm not going to support all business, but, you know, if it's a mom and pop or a smaller shop, I will definitely give them first opportunity over something bigger just because I know the hustle and how hard it is.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of always felt that way anyway, you know, that you want to support the local business. And, you know, I'm glad to be one of those businesses, but I still support all the local businesses, you know, right down the street from us.
Well, and it's tough because small local business have, it's harder to, you know, take in like this raise and when we have to increase in the people that we're paying, you know, if it's just like one or two owners, it gets tough. You know, if it's a big corporation, they can kind of handle that a little better.
That's right.
So, you know, it's weird. It's crazy.
It's weird and crazy. Yeah. And it is hard.
It is hard.
You know, it's hard.
Well, and as a person that has a business, you know, when you raise your price, I feel a little guilty. I'm like, sorry. But, you know, it's...
It's true. I mean, we've had to raise prices. So our costs might have gone up 25 to 50.
Yeah.
Some of, like you say, some of the things have doubled in price, right?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No.
You know? So I'm like, I might have gone up a quarter or 75 cents, but that's what I mean, that I need more, or we as business owners, we need more volume.
Yep.
Because the margin is smaller now.
So well, and there's also
difficult.
There's times in life when things are great.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we don't lower the price.
That's right.
No, we don't. We just keep on grinding through. And, you know, so I think, you know, if we you know, look down in the small picture, you know, it's kind of scary. But if we back up and take a wider picture, what is that sound I'm hearing? Oh,
that's me.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. I was making sure it's not mine. But when we step back a bit and we realize, you know, there are ebbs and flows in business and life. You know, sometimes you know, when it's good, you put a little more away. When it's bad, you know, you have to dig in and maybe go find some of that money. But yeah, just because foil went up 100% doesn't mean I can raise my price 100%.
Exactly.
You still want to have clients, you know, in a year.
Yeah. And people, you know, as you owning your business, if you're having fun and enjoying it,
yeah,
right, there's always some days that are worse than others. And we all make mistakes as business owners, as employees. It's really how you respond to the mistake, right?
Yeah.
To keep things going. But I don't know, if you get to stay in the fight and have fun while you're doing it, it's not a bad thing.
How long have you been living in the area?
About 11 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All up in Long Neck, or have you?
I live over here in Rehoboth, not in downtown. But,
okay.
You know.
I call that Rehoboth. And
yeah.
Then downtown's Rehoboth Beach.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Because I live in Rehoboth.
Yeah.
But not at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. We're lucky that we can get to the beach in 5 minutes to, you know, check out that nor'easter that came in yesterday.
Did you go check it out?
I did. I just love to watch it, you know. It's like watching a movie.
Did the beach get beat up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The water is all the way up to the boardwalk yesterday. The beach was gone. It's too bad.
I was telling my wife, you know, I've been here since 94. The boardwalk is taken. Do you want to answer that? You can.
No, I apologize, and it should be off.
It's I don't want it to vibrate. But I remember back when I first moved here, the boardwalk was about 9 feet above the sand. You know, there was this big nor'easter that came through, wrecked everything, and then they decided, let's build the sand up to the boardwalk and then build the mounds and then to the beach. But it used to be, you know, you literally could jump off the side of the boardwalk and drop 6 feet down to the sand. People hung out under the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the old
things.
Going
there and look for some money.
Ooh, money.
I used to do that in Jersey.
Make out with some... Just
yeah,
making out under
metal detector under the boardwalk.
Yeah. I never did that. Did you try that?
Yeah, you go under there. I got one.
Quarter?
Yeah, a couple quarters.
Two quarters?
Best thing I ever found was a $10 bill.
Oh.
Nice. Back then, that was a lot of money. Today, that's
hit.
Not much.
That's
yeah,
right.
They were still green. That was a green $10 bill.
Yeah.
I was watching something last night, and this guy was saying how the $1 bill is being disrespected now because nobody, it's like, doesn't have the power. It's like the penny. Yeah. I mean, it still has power, but it's not like it used to.
Yeah, I guess so. I hold on to them though, pretty tight still.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were watching Seinfeld, and he's like, "What's a good tip?" He goes, "A dollar. That's a good tip." He goes, "Dollar." Like, man, that must have been 30 years ago.
The old days.
Yeah, that was. That's funny. Did you live here and then decide to open the shop, and then kind of what was presented to you in Long Neck was the direction you decided, or had you wanted to open a shop in Rehoboth?
No, the opportunity presented itself is how it worked.
Good.
You know, I had owned a sandwich shop many years ago when I first got out of college, and did that and sold it and went into corporate America and just loved it back then, but kind of realized, you know, you gotta have a real job at some point, right, to be able to do the fun things you want to do later on.
Yeah.
So, I was in corporate America for a long time. You know, this is kind of my little retirement gig. We'll see, you know, how long I can go up and down those steps and lift all those cans and meat, but...
So you had mentioned the Long Neck community and like their soup contest and stuff.
Oh yeah,
I was just wondering who won that contest.
You know, Dempsey.
Did you win?
We won. We had a ball, but you know, it's that was Kim's cheeseburger soup, and everybody was involved. I don't think you went down there that day, did you?
I wasn't down there, but I got some soup.
Yeah,
I got to try it.
Yeah.
So that's a recommended soup.
Oh yeah,
Kim's cheeseburger soup.
Oh yeah.
Anything in that what do you call it, refrigerator?
Yeah,
I guess anything in that case, I could recommend. Yeah.
Do you have a grill?
Oh yeah, we have a grill and an oven and a hood. We don't have a fryer. We had a fryer when we first opened, but realized quickly it was too messy for us.
Didn't need a fryer.
Didn't need it. Based on what we do, you know.
Right. Well, we'll have to come down and try it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Dempsey mentions the case, that to-go case, and that's where all the salads are. Like, we don't have a deli. You know, case where we individually hand out the salads. We make them all week long.
Yeah.
Nothing comes out of a bucket. And so we put them in the containers in the refrigerator to go. So we're emptying and filling that case every day.
Wow.
It's a lot of work, you know, but that's our little, you know,
so how does that,
our market.
The pot pie caught my ear because I am a big fan. When I was a kid, I didn't like them. My mom would be like, "We're having pot pie." Like, oh. But as an adult, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you just, are they in the case, the pot pies?
Oh, yeah.
And you would take one and then
put it in the oven? At home. We cook them halfway so the crust looks, you know, brown.
Golden. Enticing.
But yeah, mm-hmm. You put it in there and you cook it. They're, we think they're delicious. We sell a ton of pot pies.
Chicken pot, is it? I'm assuming it's chicken pot pie.
We did beef and the other ones before. We did turkey around Thanksgiving, but chicken is the one that goes.
Chicken pot pie is awesome. I'm going to have to come out.
I brought you guys some samples.
Of chicken pot pie?
Not chicken pot pie.
I love chicken pot pie.
I brought you the shepherd's pie.
I love shepherd's pie.
That's good too.
And that's the...
So if you're going to go like beef, it's not a chicken pot pie. It's a shepherd's pie, right?
Well, this if it's beef... No, this one is beef, so that would be a cottage pie. This
take
is that
some pictures.
Irish thing.
Cottage
pie.
Oh,
but it doesn't look so good. You know, it's just wrapped up right now.
That's all right. Well...
Well, if you want, I could, I could always get some.
We'll get some other pictures.
I have some pictures. I'll send you.
I live very close.
Yeah. So that's just our chicken salad sandwich.
So I got to ask you, grapes?
No.
Almonds?
No.
Okay.
We're very simple.
That's
all right.
And that's what we're known for. Really,
that's like
simple.
My new favorite snack there, chicken salad.
Chicken salad?
Yeah.
I
started that at the gym.
My mom used to make it with grapes, just like sliced grapes and almond slivers or whatever it is. And I was like, well, that's weird. But it was good. But you really, you know, there are people that will draw that line. No grapes, no almonds, sir.
Yeah. Well, the way we look at it is, you know, we're going to make the best of the simple.
Uh-huh.
And then if you want to doctor it when you get home, you can.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, because we sell so much takeout of just chicken salad, right? You can come in and buy half pound or pounds. That's our biggest salad type of that and potato salad. But this is just a corn and edamame and tomato and a little jalapeno.
It's in a clear box. Oh, that looks delicious.
And this is just our macaroni, which is simple also.
So you can take a picture of that. Take a picture of that. It's beautiful. Here. Can I see the other one?
Yeah.
And so these are in the case.
They're in the case.
Yeah. So what I'm looking at is like a... So this must be... is this a quarter pound?
That's a half pound.
Half pound.
Well, we say small.
Small.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's obviously in a clear container like most people would see, but it's amazing looking. What are these noodles?
Those are, we use ditalinis
instead
of the elbows.
No, no elbow. It's like the wrist and the forearm, but no elbow.
There you go, exactly.
But that looks, you know, it's funny. Pasta is interesting. You know, to me, spaghetti, right? It's just a noodle. But, you know, you learn, you probably know, you know, certain noodles hold the gravy better.
Exactly.
And some don't. And yeah. I'm like, and I found this new spaghetti, and it's probably not new, but it has like some edges in it. It's almost square.
Yeah.
And for holding more sauce.
Yeah.
I was like, so was there a corporate choice, a corporate decision on this?
No.
Is it the knees and not the elbows?
That's just an old, that's the way we made it at home, and it was old. You know, I've been doing that for 35 years, 40 years.
I watched a guy make, do you have an Instapot? Not that you use that in the restaurant, but at home.
I do not actually have one.
Instapots are so cool. I mean, for a guy like me.
Yeah.
But I watched this guy make this short rib Instapot. It wasn't spaghetti, but it was kind of a baked ziti. I don't know what the hell it was. But he basically cooked down these short ribs in the Instapot, you know, and he got them all down. But he served them on these big, they were like, looked like garden hose pasta.
Okay.
They were big ones and just ladled it over there. I was like, oh, my God, I don't know what that is, but... That looks amazing.
Yeah, we that, you know, slow, even though Instapot is much faster, the slow roasted, you know, meats and things like that, whether it's on pasta or mashed potatoes, oh, they're so good.
It's
just
my goodness.
Home style cooking.
Have you always been a fan of food? Like watching food, food, growing it?
Yeah, just not, I'm not gourmet at all. I'm not a chef, you know, just a home cook who enjoys.
Can you tell us about the little pop-up stand we see sometimes in the parking lot?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we that's on in season, right? In the growing season. There's a lady, Jen, from Flying Squirrel Garden.
Okay.
And it's an organic little farm, just small on her own. Well, to me, it's a big farm. It's in the back of her house. But she takes her locally grown and organic veggies, plants, flowers, and... You know, she supplies them to some of the folks at the farmer's market who resell them. But on Saturdays, she comes to Ada's Picnic and sets up.
Oh.
Now, she's been delayed a couple weeks because she was in a little accident or something. But she's still selling. She's coming back, hopefully within the next 2 weeks. And you can get anything. In the beginning of the season, you get the plants, right? The tomato plants, the zucchini plants. She'll have flowers and things like that. And then midway through the summer, you know, the tomatoes and the garlic scapes and
sweet corn.
She doesn't have corn, but I love sweet corn too.
Oh boy.
That's my favorite.
But
zucchini. Yeah, the garlic is.
Yeah, I got some garlic from her last year.
All different types of garlic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the garlic scapes, the green pieces of it. Mm-hmm. She does a really great job. And she makes homemade fruit pies as well because she's got some strawberries and.
Fruit pies.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to having her back.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, Saturdays it's like 9 to 2 or 9 to 1, depending when she runs out.
Do you do social media?
Just Facebook.
No Instagram.
Oh, we are on Instagram. But I don't post that. We have a family, a niece who does, she's the one who told me what I needed to do. And she does all the Instagram posts. She does our email blasts. So we're not kind of offensive where we do it every week, but right before a holiday or something special going on at work.
So I love that. We're not offensive. You know, that's what us older people think, like we're offensive. But you got to remember, there is a real people appreciate it. You know, when they see something come up and they're like, oh, wow, that looks really good. Thank you. I mean, we, I think, tend to think everything is offensive because that's kind of how we might take it. But it's kind of the world we live in, you know. People get like, "Oh, where's my food from, you know, Ada's, you know, restaurant today on Instagram?" If we're not posting it, because we're like, "Oh, we don't want to upset anybody," but people like really like to see it.
I have to tell you, I initially thought that about our Facebook posts, right? Because I was doing it every day and putting the pictures, and I'm like, "Should I be doing this?" And then I laid off a little bit for 2 weeks. I did it like twice a week. This is in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did that phone ring and say, we need you to post it every day.
Right.
And it wasn't just the young folks. It was, you know, everybody. They look and see what you have, and they want to do it. I'm not so great with Brooke does that, the Instagram post for us.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. I used to work at a place, and they would make this homemade home recipe for this one dish, and it was so rare that they would only post it on Facebook. And they'd post it on there, and like 2 hours later, it'd all be gone because people would just be waiting.
Yeah, it's kind of like the pretzel salad we did this weekend, and we hadn't had it much in the winter. So we put it up there and posted, and it was gone, you know, immediately.
Some
so,
people,
yeah,
they got the notifications turned on. They're waiting.
They're waiting for
Shepherd's pie is ready.
Yeah. Yes. And I love how you said your niece. I think everybody's niece does everybody's social media.
Yeah, for sure. You
it's
know.
So funny.
Yeah, well, they, you know, they know a little bit more than I do. I, you know, I think I try, but, you know, she's got a little side gig working, I think.
So. Well, it's a part of business now that I don't think we would, you know, really consider 10 years ago. It's this now almost necessity of doing business is Instagram.
Yeah.
And or Facebook. I was just posting some stuff. We had some other guests on last week, and I was trying to post, you know, that we did the podcast. And it's asking me, do you want to connect this and this? I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and I'm getting older, but I felt like I could kind of handle it. But even this morning, I'm like, oh, just didn't feel like messing with it. We need a niece.
Yeah, you need a niece. Brooke is, that was her corporate job, doing marketing for, I don't know the name of the firm. But now she's still in marketing, but she does this little side. So I'm very lucky that way.
So like I said, have you always loved food? You know, we were watching, my wife and I have been watching the new Julia.
Yes,
have
I just
you watched
that last night, the first one I watched.
It's so good.
It is.
And you'll find, and I don't know if there is a spoiler alert, right? We know the story, but at some point, you know, she's becoming bigger and more popular, and she does this book signing, and there's people like down the street, and this guy and his wife walk up, and they're like, oh, we just love you so much. And she goes, well, you know, tell me a recipe that you've used and out of my cookbook. And they're like, oh, we don't cook. We just like to watch you. Right.
Yeah, she's and a little celebrity.
Yeah, yeah, well, it was a, there, you know, it was a real change that started to take place with her. And people, you know, and they kind of talk about it in the series how, you know, changing different camera angles. I think they were the ones that initially started the mirror over the cooking area.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they wanted to be able to capture her, you know, whipping the eggs and doing different things. And so they really started to try to do a lot of different things in producing that show. And I think that's where we started to see people that really didn't care about cooking. They just liked watching it and learning. And that's how I am. I like to cook. I am a cook. I'm not a cook. I cook at home for our family. But I love to watch things about cooking.
Yeah.
And I think it's fascinating and, you know, to give people love, right? 'Cause it's,
yeah, that's what I feel it is. I feel it actually calms me down when I do it. I don't know why. But even in the store at times, you know, it's a little outlet for me when I cook. At the same time, I'm not a gourmet. I don't have a gourmet palate or anything like that. It's really just comfort, I think, what you say.
Can I make a sandwich? Can I create one?
Sure.
This is a sandwich that I make for myself, but, you know, I have kids. My 16-year-old who goes to SAS.
I got to write this down.
I make him lunch, and it's not complicated.
Okay.
You're not looking at a complicated guy, but I make him, you know, every morning I make him lunch, a fresh sandwich, but the sandwich I like to make is a, you know, whatever the roll is, right, and you slice it, and then you in the pan with butter, get that crispness
That's
on that
right.
bread. And then you take a handful, you take the bread out, and you take a handful of cheese, throw it in the pan, and it melts. And then you take the bread and you stick it on top of that melted cheese. And then when you pick it up, it's all stuck to it.
Yeah.
And then roast beef, salt, pepper, and then sliced avocado.
There you go.
Folded. Delicious.
It sounds delicious.
Protein.
Winner, winner. Roast beef avocado dinner.
That's it. Sounds delicious.
Well, it's a good sandwich. I'm sort of kidding, but I, every time I eat, I go, I think I could sell this. How can I make this reasonably priced?
Well, we're
avocados
gonna,
are big right now.
Avocado's huge.
I love
but
avocado.
We're going to do it. Because we do a special of the day every day, something a little funky as a sandwich. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the trick, I think, is you got to put some salt. Not too much, but you got to hit that avocado. Because it's, you know, I'm a big fan of avocados. I mean, if anybody, if you know me, you know that. And so I buy, like, I'll go to the store today, we'll buy three bright green rock hard avocados. That's the way, if you want to buy an avocado, rock hard is the way to buy them. Bring them home. Don't touch them. People love to hit them with their thumbs. And it creates oxidation into the avocado, which browns them up. That's why you get them before and then let them ripen at home. But so we've always got avocados in transition at our house. Every morning I cut them open. I go, oh, that's perfect. They're beautiful. I'm a big fan of the avocado. In fact, I've been called Tomacado before.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, big fan. So, but, you know, if you got to hit a little salt on that avocado.
Well, I'm going to let you know the day we have it as a special. It'll
I'm
be
coming
this
out
week.
To get it.
It'll
I think the week. Fun part is the melted cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And when you put the bread on it, it leaves the cook surface and stays on the bread.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's fascinating. Do you do anything like that right now, Mary?
Well,
any melting cheese on the grill with the bread on top?
Okay. No, we do none of that. But we do an awful lot of grilled cheeses.
Oh.
People love them. Oh, yeah.
Cheese steaks are good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, wait a minute, I think I just came up with an idea. Do you think we could melt the cheese, put it on the bread, and then sear the outside of the bread first?
We could try it.
I mean, second?
We could try it.
Oh, so I have it on there already?
Melted, and then sear the bread. Hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, we're not here to change the world. not today, at least.
Just the same as that.
So, we're coming out of the pandemic. Do you feel like okay, we're getting better, things are picking up again?
I do. I mean, our business is up, way up. This winter, is usually slower for us, even though Long Neck is booming now. We're busier in the summer because we're on the direct line to the marinas.
A lot of fishing.
A lot of fishing. Yeah. A lot of folks coming down to do
60 to 70,000 people live on that road in the summertime.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
It's a lot.
So we do well, but winter was very good to us this year. And so I think people are coming out, and as a result, our businesses will come out of the pandemic as well. So we're excited. We're a little scared, but we're excited.
Well, you know, it's funny. This topic comes up a lot, you know, the amount of people that have moved here and, you know, the burden of all these people and lack of infrastructure. But, you know, if you've been here like I have for quite a while, you know, now, you know, it would be hard to be. I mean, 10 years ago, you probably would have even closed down in the winter. You might not have even stayed open because it was just, you know, it wasn't really worth it. But now, I mean, with all the people moving here, I mean, if you put out a good product at a fair price with a smile, you can have some success.
Oh, yeah.
There are enough people here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I totally agree.
Even and it didn't used to be like that.
Yeah. It's a full-time community down there now.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people, a lot of, you know, like I said, you know, all the one-sided Long Neck Road to the marinas, you know, with Potnets and Mariner's Coves and all those outdoorsy fishermen folks who love to be on the water. And then on the other side of 24 and down, you have all those brand new communities.
Well, it was funny because Baywood was really kind of the beginning of the, you know, things being built outside of Rehoboth. I mean, I moved here in 94 to Rehoboth, right? And everything took place in Rehoboth. If you lived outside, you came to Rehoboth to get, you know, groceries and entertainment and stuff. And then they started to kind of build up in Long Neck through whether it was Rob Tunnel building Baywood. He had had the parks for a while. But, you know, then Grottos went out there and then Giant went out there. And then all of a sudden Long Neck started building up and it started to kind of take care of itself. I think a lot of people are like, hey, move to Long Neck. It's only 3 minutes to the beach, right? Unless there's, you know, 10 miles of traffic, right, then it's 30 minutes. But Long Neck started to kind of hang out in Long Neck. And that was the beginning, I think. And now we're starting to see it more in Millsboro and in Milton and these towns that are kind of surviving on their own.
Yeah. The quieter, right? The quieter. A little bit further out. But they're booming. All the towns are booming.
And if you want to go to the beach, you can absolutely go. But you don't have to, you know, live right next to it and still not enjoy it. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel personally, right? I'd love to get down there and just walk the boardwalk or watch the waves for a little bit, just decompress. But, you know, you don't have to live there. And there's a lot to be offered out in Long Neck. Like I said, the fishermen and the boaters, and they stay out there, you know, because they go for the day and are enjoying
it. That's how I got introduced to you, is I was out on the boat and somebody pulled some sandwiches out of a cooler and we started eating them. And we all looked at each other and said, "Where did you get these from?"
Oh, that's awesome. That's an awesome story.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I love that.
So I started to come in and tell everybody I knew.
Yeah. Well, Long Neck is.
Thank you, Dempsey.
Dempsey's awesome. Long Neck is a fishing community, right? Yeah. I mean, it's all about fishing.
Yeah. Poor, you know, being boaters, right? They go out and they have a ball.
It's a lot of pleasure craft, too.
A lot of that's a great way to say it. See, you can tell I'm not a boater.
Yeah, but I was like, pleasure craft. Thank you. That's good. I'm not a boater either.
Yeah. But, you know, and then you have, like I said, the Paradise Grill is a destination, right, yeah, for people. They go and they party and listen to music. I personally love to go. I don't stay out, you know, all night long, but I love to go there at happy hour and mm-hmm. watch the boats come back and forth and have a cocktail. So it's people are not just, you know, living and staying. People are coming to Long Neck for some fun, I guess, is the good way to put it.
Yeah, Paradise really draws a lot of people down that road.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. I love it. So what's this summer going to look like? You guys all prepped up and ready? I mean, is this going to be the big summer?
We hope so.
Yeah.
We did a little bit more work on the outside of the building to, you know, have a pergola out there, put some shade with, in fact, the electrician is there today trying to, you know, wire for the outdoor fans to be out there so people are a little cooler while they eat outside. We still don't have tables inside, and we're not going to have tables inside. We decided against that, even though our original plan was to have, like, four tables.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets too crowded on, you know, Saturdays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, people waiting for their order. Mm-hmm. Plus, people are funny. So, you know, you're still – some people still have the pandemic mindset, maybe, mm-hmm. or a little bit nervous about it. So if you're standing too close while they're sitting, you know, it gets a little hairy for some people. So – we're trying to make the outdoor area, you know, nicer and a little bit more comfortable for people
sure.
while they're there. And we're looking forward to it.
Well, you have days like this and you forget that it actually gets very hot.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
today, you're like, is it ever warm up here? Yeah. Is this how it is?
It's the middle of May. We had the heat on.
No,
yeah.
True. It'll warm up.
It'll warm up. I hope
thank
so.
Thank God for this pergola.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of bringing Ada's Picnic to Rehoboth?
No, not, you know, honestly, this is kind of my retirement gig, so I'm not, there are a lot of good places in Rehoboth also,
sure.
you know, already. And with the state of, you know, employees and things like that, it'd be hard to, you know, manage multiple locations or things like that. And no, I'm happy with... you know, to get as much business as you can in a one location with a even in a short time frame. To tell yeah. you the truth.
Well, and I think that's awesome because that's kind of the change that we're going through. Right? It used to be, if I wasn't in Rehoboth or in Lewis, you know, when I opened the salon out here, I used to call this the Island of Unwanted Toys. This is where you got sent when you couldn't afford to be in Rehoboth or in Lewis, you know, because that's, I think, ideally where, at the time, where we all wanted to be. But now, 12 years later, I love it out here.
Yeah.
I love the calmness out here in Melton. I love the calmness out in Long Neck. And I like the idea that you, instead of, like, spreading yourself so thin, let's just do one in a great spot and do it really well.
Doing the best we can, right?
Do the best we can.
Just like you. Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Have you, how's like Grubhub and Uber Eats and all these different delivery services? I guess you work with them as well.
No, we don't, honestly.
Oh, okay, breaking news right here. Right here on the Rehoboth Social Podcast.
We were thinking of it, right? All of us in the store thinking about it, but, and I'm kind of glad we didn't. There's a couple different things for us. We're only open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, okay.
6 days a week. We're closed on Mondays. In the winter, we're closed 2 days a week, but we're in season now. We have been in season since what we consider in season since April. That being said, the delivery business going up and down Long Neck Road, a lot of people do it, but on Saturday mornings and Saturday at lunchtime, that road is jammed,
yeah.
packed with the people coming into I guess it's not called Massey's Landing anymore. I don't know.
I think they still call it that.
Do they? So there's a lot of transition on the road. That being said as well, you know, Grubhub and it's kind of expensive, you
yeah.
know, for the consumer. And they say, you know, the consumer pays the cost, but it's, you know, you have to pay anywhere from 9 to 15% of your bill to the company.
Yeah.
And I guess based on volume, it can go lower than that. But 9 to 15% in this kind of market is...
So you actually have to sign up with them to be, like,
there's
some places that Grubhub won't pick up food. I thought they just came and picked up food, but it actually has to be, you actually have to team up with them.
Yeah, you have to team up with them. You have to engage with them. There is one, right now, it might be Grubhub trying to say, you don't have to sign up with us, but it ends up being at a higher cost to the consumer.
Right.
I haven't looked at it in about 6 months now, but that's what it was when we first looked at it.
Well, there's a place being built on Route 1 right now. I'm not going to say the name, but I've heard, from what I understand, this is going to be basically a delivery restaurant. There will be no seating. It's only going to be for delivery.
I think it's a huge market.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You know, the industry I think is called ghost kitchens, where you have a kitchen that's not open to the public, but you just deliver. So everything is, you know, online, social media. It's a big, big market.
Well, there's a guy, his name's Mr. Beast. You probably heard of him, right?
Oh, yeah, the giveaway guy.
Yeah, Mr. Beast. I mean, he's the number one YouTuber. I mean, the guy's got, I don't know, 95 million followers or whatever. But he created this thing called Beast Burger, which he takes a restaurant, let's say, like, you know, just a small mom-and-pop restaurant, and he comes in and he trains them how to make the Beast Burger, this one burger and the fries or whatever it is. And so this restaurant's allowed to cook whatever they want to cook, but they also know how to specifically make the Beast Burger.
Yeah.
And then he, people can order it and they can only have it delivered through a Grubhub or whatever. And so it allows a smaller restaurant to still have success cooking their stuff, but also success cooking this
one. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean,
yeah,
because he's so large that he'll draw attention from his 95 million.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. That guy, you know, I've never liked him.
He seems a little odd.
He's a little odd, but you know, when I saw him on Joe Rogan's podcast, he was very smart.
Yeah,
and he was actually, he's like, you know, he would literally, you'd go on YouTube and he'd sit there and count to a trillion or a million or a billion or something. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, and you're like, Is he really going to do this?
What's happening?
And you keep tuning back in, and where's he at? And he'd build these huge amounts of followers and likes and looks by doing dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But now he's built his business up so much that he does a lot of giveaway. He gives a lot of food away to the needy, and he sets up these big spots where people just come and pick up food. I mean, he's figured out a way to take the money that he makes through his channel and help others. And one of the things that he does is a Beast Burger. And I don't even know. I think he may give all the profits to the restaurant people that are doing
it. That sounds like him.
Yeah, it isn't really about making the money. It's about building the business.
It's awesome, really,
yeah,
when
it's
people
awesome.
Can do that. When you start a business, unless you're like hugely capitalized, I'm sure he's been doing this for years to build his group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's definitely been years.
Yeah, so it's like right now at 2 years, personally, like Ada's can only give, you know, we'll give gift cards,
sure,
things like that, and giveaways to people. Or if we have a customer that comes in all the time, we could build a loyalty program where we could just surprise the customers with a free lunch, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to pay today. Thanks for coming in. We love to see your face.
Yeah.
So those are the little things that for Ada's, we feel that's a way to say thank you. But we're not at that big level yet. You know, you hope to get there at some point.
Or do you?
I got my Ada's Picnic coffee mug, and that's really what I was in it for. So
it's kind of funny you say that, because I think that's kind of like what society would expect from us, become bigger and bigger. But I'm not sure that it's the solution. I think there is something to peace of mind. And I've seen people, you know, I won't say any names, but I knew somebody that had a salon and very popular, and they decided to open another salon because that would seem like the route you would go. Nothing but headaches. I mean, literally, mm-hmm. Nightmare. And I remember him saying, because he sold it, he's like, thank God. I just want to get back to doing what I do best, which is running my one salon, you know? And
I kind of agree with some of those things.
I think that that's what drew me to you, is that the level that you're on, like everything is so like so good with the quality, and like you were saying, it relaxes you when you do it. Like I feel like that comes through to me. Like when you go to like personally, when I go to a sandwich shop, I can kind of tell like, okay, this guy makes $10 an hour. He doesn't care. None of these people in here really care. You're just getting a sandwich. But everything that you get at Ada's Picnic, you can tell that, you know, thought and care has gone into it. Like, I've never gotten something that seemed like it was in a rush when it was made.
Thank you, Dempsey.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that that's really the standout quality when it comes to your business is that, you know, it's like we're talking about getting bigger and bigger. But I think you're, like, right at the perfect size from what I could see because you can still get your hands on everything and the customers can tell, or at least I can tell, because the quality really shines through.
That's nice. It's good feedback for us.
When I tell people about it, I say, you can taste the love.
There you go.
Well, a couple of folks say that to us, believe it or not. And it's, you know, Dempsey walks in and, you know, we hope we make him feel comfortable and almost like part of the family. But now it's like Rich is back there saying, hey, Dempsey, how's it going today? And Joanne, we all know people, right? Mm-hmm. So we're all having a... We think we're having a good time. We're hoping we're making people comfortable as well.
You could scowl at me when I walked in. The food's still that good.
So what is what do you see this year? I mean, did you say you do when you... Do you... What's the word I'm looking for? When you, you know, bring food to people.
Cater.
Thank you.
We do. We're getting a lot more of that.
Cater.
Again, it's not, you know, you're not necessarily going to use us for... you know, a really high-end wedding.
Yeah.
But you'll use us for the anniversary parties. And we do an awful lot of deliveries of lunches to the doctor's offices.
Oh, you do deliver?
Reps. Yeah.
Oh, good.
It would, you know, it's not necessarily a one-off. That's one thing we're thinking about in the summer, depending upon how the summer goes, that will be our own delivery. Right now we deliver if it's 10 sandwiches or more.
Okay.
Or we do a bagged lunch program for a corporate and the doctor's offices and the hospitals and things like that where people still don't want to grab, you know, open things at this point, some people. So everybody can, you know, order a sandwich and they get a side salad of potato or whatever they want and chips and a cookie and a sandwich. And, you know, that's $13, $13.95. And, you know, a lot of the pharmaceutical reps are calling us to just give the order for the doctor's offices, and then we go take it to the doctor's offices when
that's
they're
not
trained
a bad,
people.
That's not a bad deal, a sandwich, cookie.
Yeah.
A little salad.
Chips.
Chips. Yeah, drink?
Don't drink.
No drink. Okay.
No drink.
That's still good. I paid.
Some people get a bottle of water, you know, if they want to, but.
Yeah, I paid $12 for a bacon, egg, and cheese. I'm still pissed about that. Very annoyed.
Is that in Manhattan?
No. About 20 feet away. I'm not going to say, but it's I appreciate that you can still get a nice lunch for a reasonable price because some places are not like that.
Yeah, we're trying.
Well, listen, Mary, I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely, Dempsey. Thanks for arranging this. You know, I love it. I love it. Yeah,
thank you, Dempsey.
No problem.
So much. We appreciate it. I hope you enjoy a little bit of this.
I don't have first dibs. He's got first dibs. But listen, we appreciate it. So it's Ada's Picnic, Long Neck. It's on the left. If you're headed down to
Massey's Landing,
it's on the left.
It used to be Capriotti's.
Yeah. It's a beautiful blue building. Can't miss it.
Yeah.
Blue. It's awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Got a wheelchair ramp.
Wheelchair ramp?
Yep, I've walked it.
Yeah, okay.
All access.
Yes.
And you do deliver 10 sandwiches or more.
Yeah.
And I love it.
We will do. Thank you for having us and congratulations on the podcast.
Thank you.
You know, it's I listened in the other day and we're happy to be a part of it. So thank you for having
us. Well, you know, my buddy Matt, I don't know if you knew Matt Haley, but he was, you know, he started Sodell.
Right.
And he was just a guy that would help anybody. And when he died, people were like, well, we need to pick up where he left off. And I'm like, just can't pick up where he left off because he was...
He was the guy.
Yeah, he was a great guy for that. So, you know, we've tried to figure out a way how we can help small business without, you know, doing it for free, right? We you know, so any way we can help, that's what we've been doing, and we enjoy it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I know I need to put it on our Facebook accounts and Instagram.
Well,
and
you can keep coming
back.
We love it.
Back and forth, you know?
We have people on more than once.
Okay.
Yeah. At the end of the season, come back. Tell us how your summer went and what you've learned and what you've changed. And if you haven't changed anything, but keep us informed. Keep us in the loop.
That sounds good.
All right, Mary. Thank you so
much. Appreciate it.
And you're not on Instagram.
We're on Instagram. I don't really do it much.
We'll find it.
We're on Instagram every day. I don't manage. Like I said, I don't know enough.
That's all right.
Facebook.
The only reason I ask is when we post this, I want to make sure we get all of the your Instagram, your Facebook. I want to make sure we give all of your social media platforms so that everybody can find you. And I just want to make sure we do. But that's what Dempsey's here for.
We'll tie it down. Don't worry.
We'll get it. All right, Mary. Thank you.
Thanks again, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye bye.
Have a good week.